Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top 5 most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2943, and today's date is December 7th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Deep State is Building the Domestic Terrorist Narrative. They're walking right into the trap. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the Deep State, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, their plan has been accelerated, and it has been accelerated from the point they announced that their plan was going into action. That was back in 2022 when the pandemic first hit. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they wanted their plan accelerated because everything that they're trying to do, they're not prepared for it. Look at the Green New Deal. They are not prepared to usher in windmills and solar panels and everything else. And as they do it, the people can see the truth that, hey, this is not going to work. It's the same thing with the central bank digital currency. Since the plan has been accelerated and they can't stop and they need to move forward with this, remember, they thought they were going to have plenty of time. When they announced this back in 2020, during the pandemic, they thought they were going to have 8, 9, 10 years with everyone shut down, everyone busy with being at home, supply chains all screwed up. You can't get food. Nobody has a job. The entire economic system completely falling apart. While everyone was worried about all that stuff, on the other side, what were they going to do? They were going to start to build everything and have it prepared and ready, you know, 9, 10, 11 years later. But here, they're moving very, very quickly with their plan because they have nothing ready. It's been accelerated, and I do believe Trump and the Patriots pushed them into this, and everyone can see how this is not going to work. You're trying to do something that the people don't want, and the people are seeing that as you keep pushing, it's going to get worse and worse because this is not going to work out for society. And I do believe in the end, with the central bank digital currency, with the Green New Deal, the people are going to say, this just doesn't work. It's a total flop, and we're not going with it. And we're already starting to see this happen. And we'll be talking about that in just a sec. But what's very interesting is we're starting to see a lot of layoffs and a lot of different companies report on layoffs, especially in the fake news arena. Trump, he put out a couple of statements here. He said the Washington Post will end its Sunday magazine, eliminate positions. He also says Gannett joined CNN in layoff of staffers, the recount to shut down as industry struggles with revenue. We're seeing AMC, GameStop, and many, many companies, they're already reporting that, yes, we're going to be laying off people. Now, this is probably one of the reasons why they want the JCPA. They want the Journalism Competitive and Preservation Act bill passed, because what does this do? Well, the JCPA is a financial handout for the nation's wealthiest and most powerful media conglomerates. The bill will allow the creation of a joint negotiating entity, a cartel, to force arbitration agreements on big tech companies. So as the revenues are continually dropping in the fake news area, what are they going to need? They're going to need cash. And it seems this is what they're trying to set up right now. And also they want control. Is this going to work? I don't believe so, but they are pushing for this. We'll have to see how this plays out. But there are other reasons why they want the JCPA, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later in the next section of the report. But what's very interesting is we can see that the deep state players, the corrupt politicians, they're moving forward with the Green New Deal. They're not going to stop. They're not going to stop with the central bank digital currency. They're going to continually move forward with all of this. And what's very interesting is out in California, and we were told to watch California because we see that they're implementing many, many things there that have to do with the Green New Deal. And Gavin Newsom was out there and he was pushing. Remember, he made an announcement. We mentioned it, a tax on oil company profits, because, you know, we need to stop the big oil companies. We need to tax them. And this money needs to go back to the people, when we know that's not going to happen. But what's happening right now is that he can't get this passed. So instead of calling it a tax, he's going to call it a penalty to avoid a requirement that new taxes be passed by 2/3 vote in the state legislature. So he went from taxes to penalties. Now, is this going to work? Because then you can call anything a penalty, which is absolutely ridiculous. So why would he change it from taxes to civil penalties? Well, it has to do with the state constitution, which requires any tax to be passed by 2/3 majority in both houses of the legislature. Newsom is betting that the civil penalties that he proposes would be exempt from the requirement and thus need only simple legislative vote majority to become law. In other words, he's not certain that despite overwhelming Democratic legislative majorities, he could muster a 2/3 vote for the profits tax due to a general reluctance among politicians to impose new taxes and the oil industry's vigorous courting of support aided by its influential unions. So this is going to be tough. And look how they just change the wording on things to try to get things passed. Well, is this going to fly? I don't think so. And remember, each thing that he does is destroying California. It's not helping California. Everything that he's doing is destroying it. This is why people are leaving this state. This is why people are leaving New York and Illinois and many other states, because as they keep pushing the agenda of the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, people now can see this very clearly. Now, once again, if we were in a global economic shutdown where everything was shut down because of the pandemic and the supply chains came to a screeching halt, there was no food on the shelves, you couldn't get supplies, you couldn't get anything. Yes, this would be hidden by all of this. Remember, the blue states agenda following the World Economic Forum and the private central bank, everything that they did during this period, if they had that, yes, it would be covered up by the global economic shutdown caused by the pandemic. But they don't have any of this, and they're still moving forward with the same exact plan. Now, it's very, very noticeable, and everyone can see it, which means their plan is going to fall on its face, and this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. But we can see the central bank, they are definitely moving forward with their plan. And if anyone thinks they're just going to stop, they're not. Eventually, what's going to happen is the people, they're not going to go along with it, just like the people weren't going along with the vaccine passport. And I do believe it's going to happen just like the vaccine passport. It's going to pop up in all different countries. And I'm talking about the central bank digital currency. It's going to pop up and we're going to see like India, Nigeria, and many other countries push the central bank digital currency. But remember, they need the United States to go along with this. This is why the vaccine passports failed, because everything here in the United States was deemed unconstitutional. And all of a sudden, the other countries needed to start backtracking. So the same thing's happening right now with the central bank digital currency. They're going to push it forward in all of these different countries because they have a completely different constitution. Their constitution is not like the United States, which was created by we the people. So, yes, we're going to see this happen all over the place. And here in the United States, we can see the Federal Reserve, they have unveiled their climate risk proposal for big banks for public comment. And we can see that everyone is not on board with this. And we see certain Federal Reserve Board governors are not on board with this. Now, remember, within the Federal Reserve, there are good guys and bad guys. I do believe the good guys are working to shut the system down. And the bad guys, well, we know what they want. They want the system. But one governor, Christopher Waller, he dissented on this issue. And he says, I cannot support this issuance of guidance on climate change. Climate change is real, but I disagree with the premise that it poses a serious risk to the safety and soundness of large banks and the financial stability of the United States. And we're going to see a lot of people push back on this. And I don't believe that central bank is going to be able to push this central bank digital currency. They're going to give it everything they have. But I think in the end, the people are going to push back. Actually, we're starting to see this out in Nigeria. Now, the Nigerian government has imposed new restrictions on ATM withdrawals in an effort to increase usage of the e-Naira. Now, this is the central bank digital currency in that country. So they're placing new restrictions on ATMs. They don't want people withdrawing cash. The directive orders that citizens and businesses cannot withdraw amounts exceeding $45 per day and $225 per week from the ATMs. Withdrawals from banks of over $225 and $1,125 will be subject to processing fees of 5% for individuals and 10% for businesses. The order also details that cashback via point-of-sale terminals cannot exceed $45 per day either. Nigeria was one of the first governments to launch the central bank digital currency, and they unveiled this in October of 2021. Now, what's very interesting about all of this, here we are a year later, and the traction has been very, very low. Only 0.5% of Nigerian citizens are estimated to be using the digital Naira. Now, think about why they're doing this. They're limiting the withdrawals from the ATM because they're trying to push everyone into the central bank digital currency. Think about what happened back in 1930s, moving forward, when people had to turn in their gold. They wanted people in cash. They wanted people not using gold. And that's why they did it. The same thing's happening right now. The same thing when we came off the gold standard. They want everyone full fiat. Now, what's very interesting about this is that the Bitcoiners, they've been outspoken opponents of the central bank digital currency, describing various weaknesses that point to Bitcoin being the superior alternative. Plus, they're saying the infrastructure for the central bank digital currency is not ready to go. It's entirely inoperable. So everything has been accelerated, and everything that the central bank is trying to do, they're not prepared for the central bank digital currency. Now, Bitcoin, it's been around for quite a while. Bitcoin is being used by a lot of people. But think about what the deep state, what the central bank, what the World Economic Forum is doing. Remember, they know that Bitcoin is going up against their central bank digital currency. And think about what they've done in the past. They create events to try to shift everyone into their new system. We had an event in the 30s. It was the Depression. They shifted everyone. In 1970, they said it was gold speculators in the market, and they shifted everyone into fiat, and they got the currency off of gold, and they're going to try to do the same exact thing. Now, is this going to work? No, because the people, they're not going along with this, and as they keep pushing and as they keep trying, this is not going to work. Why do you think they're bringing us down this path of destroying their old system? Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots forced them down this path a lot sooner than they wanted to go. They were eventually going to do this, but this event is going to be used against them. And this event is going to expose everything that they have been doing. And I do believe that we can just see from Nigeria on its own, the people are like, yeah, you know something, this is something we don't want. And look what they have to do to force people into it. They have to say, okay, now you can't withdraw cash. What do you think people are going to do in the end? When you force people and you push people, people are going to say, okay, you know, you're trying to force us into this and we never wanted this. We're going to actually use something completely different. And I do believe this is going to spread worldwide. I do believe the people in the end, they're going to make a decision to say, you know something, we're going to purchase gold to protect our wealth. We're also going to use a digital currency, which is just like your central bank digital currency, but you have no control over it. And you're going to start to see stores, you're going to start to see people, you're going to see companies start to adopt this, and the people are going to start to move away from this. And this is why, on its own, the central bank has no leverage. Even when they create the event, the leverage is not going to work for them. You see, back in the day, when there was just the fake news and there was no social media platform, there was nothing else, and there was really no alternative currencies except for gold, they were able to ride on top of gold and use gold to get where they wanted to go. Really think about it. Gold is very heavy to carry around. So back thousands of years, people used, you know, little slips of paper to say, okay, my gold is in the bank and this is my piece of paper and I can go back and get the gold. Bitcoin is a little different. It's digital. You don't need a little piece of paper. You don't even have to carry it around. You can use it wherever. You can go from country to country and they can search you and they'll never find anything because it's not on you compared to gold. Now, gold, don't get me wrong, it's an incredible store of wealth. This is why governments, this is why private Western central banks, that's why they hold gold, because it's been around for thousands of years. Yes, it is money. But we're in the digital age right now, and they're going to have a huge problem when it comes to Bitcoin. They know this. Why do you think they've been pushing everyone away from Bitcoin and trying to push everyone towards their central bank digital currency? Why do you think they say Bitcoin is very volatile? They don't want anyone looking at it. But I think in the end, the people, they're going to start to realize that everything that they've been saying, everything that they've been doing, and I'm talking about the central bank, it's been a lie, especially when we move into this event, because this event is going to produce a lot of information, and this information is going to go against the central bank, go against the World Economic Forum. It's going to go against everything that they're trying to do. And when the people see this, it's pretty much game over for them. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their 3-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy to make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for 3 solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These 3-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with multi-collagen. Multi-collagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top 5 most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now building the narrative, and they're trying to convince the world and the people in this country that the domestic terrorists are MAGA supporters and QAnon. Now, we've seen this for quite a while now. Now they're building this narrative. The question is, why are they building this narrative? And they're actually explaining the difference between civil unrest and an insurrection and or an insurgency compared to people just burning down businesses and looting and everything like that. Now, they're making a distinction on purpose, because I do believe they're prepared and ready to push their agenda. Now, do I mean they're going to be pushing it tomorrow? No, they're going to try to build this up. Maybe you might see a couple small events. You might see the Patriot Front group start marching around in multiple cities. You might see other individuals dressed up as MAGA or whatever, where they're trying to push this. But this is all because of what is coming down the pike. Think about all the information that is being released. And you can see the White House press secretary, she's scrambling. We can see Biden's, they're not taking any questions whatsoever. And more information is coming out every single day. This is why they're trying to keep Mar-a-Lago and the classified documents, which are declassified, in the news. This is why they're putting out the news about Trump's organization, where the individual is found guilty, and, you know, because he was using company cars and things like that. They're trying to push this as hard as they possibly can because they need the news cycle to be busy with these ridiculous stories. The other ridiculous story is the January 6th Unselect Committee, where eventually what they're going to be doing is they're going to be naming names who is these names are going to be referred to the Department of Justice. Now, remember, this is all timed, and they're prepared to do this because why? They need to keep the news cycles completely clogged up because what's being dropped out of Twitter, everything about the Bidens, everything that the Biden administration has done before the election and after the election, plus it includes other corrupt individuals around the country that have to do with the election. And these people work for the government. Might be local government, but they still work for the government. And as this information comes out, they need a way to keep the news cycles clogged so they don't have to report on any of this. But I do believe that this information is going to be coming fast and furious, and the people are digesting it. The people are starting to realize that these individuals, they're treasonous to the Constitution of the United States. They're treasonous to we the people. But as the information continually comes out, the deep state players, the fake news, the other big tech platforms, they're going to have a very difficult time controlling all of this because the people now have a huge weapon, and that is called Twitter. It's not a public company anymore. It's a private company. The individual, Elon Musk, he believes in free speech. He's releasing this information. And as more and more of this information comes out, this is going to be very, very difficult for the deep state players. Yes, they'll try to ignore it. Yes, they'll try to spin it. But eventually, what are they going to have to do as the nitty gritty of the treasonous crimes come out and we are starting to see facts and we're starting to see documentation? Plus, with all the investigation that the House is going to do, they need to block this. And I do believe this is why they're pushing this JCPA. This is why they're preparing and getting ready with the narrative of the domestic terrorists. And they're building it up that it is MAGA, that it's QAnon. And I do believe they're going to continue to do this because they're going to be using these weapons to try to distract from all of their crimes. Remember, everything that they have done, they are now projecting onto we the people. Remember, we the people, we weren't the insurrectionists. We weren't going around burning, looting, attacking the Capitol. This was all of them. This was Nancy Pelosi. This was the Capitol Police, the FBI. This was the neo-Nazis, Antifa, BLM. And these are the people that did all these things, but they're trying to project all this onto we the people. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are now bringing them down this path. And as they go down this path, the people are going to see who the real foot soldiers are, and the foot soldiers are going to be taking instruction from the deep state. Now, really think about this for a second. The orders are going to be coming down from higher ups. You think they're not being monitors? Remember, FISA works both ways. The military intelligence, they're involved. You don't think they're capturing this communication? I do believe so. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Balenciaga, because we can see coming out of the New York Times, they are also building the idea that QAnon is behind everything that happened with Balenciaga, with the pedophile scandal. Actually, no, it had nothing to do with QAnon. QAnon is just pointing out the obvious, and there is no QAnon, by the way. It's Q and Anons. The fake news made up QAnon. So Q drops vital information. Some of it, you don't know what it is. Anons do the research, and they find out what's going on. And Anons just pointed out, hey, look at Balenciaga. It fits into child trafficking, pedophilia, everything that was brought out in the posts. So Anons, or Q, didn't have anything to do with what Balenciaga did. Balenciaga, they did it on their own. They were passing these pictures around. They were using it for their marketing. And they thought they were protected. That's really all this is. You see, when these individuals, and when you really think about it, the mafia, the criminal syndicate, when they control everything, when they control big tech, when they control the fake news, they control the judges, they control Hollywood, they control pretty much everything. They are protected. No one is going to say anything. When the protection is removed and people are allowed to push the truth out there and people start to recognize what's really going on, their cover is blown. Their protection is gone. And now they're panicking because people are calling them out on all of this. And they're running for cover. But there's no place to hide because the people see this. The people see everything that they're doing. Elisha on Twitter put this out and said, "We see you, New York Times, trying to make the Balenciaga scandal into our right-wing conspiracy theory so you can protect the Kardashians and ignore the severe creepiness in creating and condoning child porn and abuse in fashion." Absolutely, and it's not just fashion. We're going to see this come out in many different areas. Now, what's very interesting about everything that's happening with the Trump family, we can see that they're pushing certain cases to go after the businesses. We're also seeing that they finally got Trump's taxes. It went all the way up to the Supreme Court. And I do believe Trump trapped them in all this because remember, this works both ways. So they got Trump's taxes. What are they going to find? Well, they're going to leak out information, you know, to the normal Washington Post, New York Times. They're going to say that, oh, we found a big one. Oh, look what he did. And it's going to be ridiculous things that really have nothing to do with anything. But they're going to make it bigger than anything else that you can possibly imagine. And it's always going to turn out to be a nothing burger. That's how it always happens with the fake news, because they build it up. And they use propaganda. And all of a sudden it just fizzles out and it's a nothing burger. And that's what they're going to try to do with Trump's taxes as they're looking through it. They're just going to try to find anything. And actually, most of the stuff they're going to report is probably going to be misreported, as they normally do. But what are they doing right now? It seems that there are key Democrats. They are now trying to go after the Kushner family business, and they're trying to look into that. Now, remember, this goes both ways. Wait until the House starts to say, you know something, we want to look into Maxine Waters, we want to look into Nancy Pelosi, we want to look into Joe Biden, we want to look into Hillary Clinton, we want to look into all these people. No, we're not looking at their personal tax returns. We want to look at their family, friends, and we want to look at their businesses, their organizations, their institutes, their foundations. We want to dive in and get all those tax returns. We want all the information because you already set a precedent right now. And guess what? We're allowed to do this and you can't stop us. You can't sue us. You can't bring us to court because the Supreme Court already ruled. So now you're screwed. And we're ordering all of this and we expect to have it right now. Now, what do you think is going to happen here? Do you think they're just going to hand it over? Or are they going to try to create chaos? You think they're going to try to shut down communications? Do you think they're going to try to start a civil war? Yes, they're going to try to do all of these things. But Trump, you can see with what's happening with his businesses, he's not just going to sit by and say, okay, oh, look, everyone was found guilty. They're going to appeal this. And that's exactly what he's doing. Right now, Trump Organization, they are appealing this decision that was made. And yes, this is going to go all the way up probably to the Supreme Court once again. Actually, I remember going back in time when Trump was in the White House, he continually said, okay, yes, we're going to have a suit. We're going to appeal. We're going to have a suit appeal. And this is all we're going to go all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's going to rule, yes, you're right. And this normally is what happens. Trump, he put this out on Truth Social. He said the following: the greatest witch hunt of all times continues over and over again. The people of this country aren't going to take it much longer. A giant political scam. And it's actually a scam because all these individuals that have their hand in the cookie jar, they're the ones that are guilty. They're projecting everything that they did onto Trump, onto the Kushner family, onto we the people. And all of this is going to come back and boomerang on them. Yes, they'll try to block all of it, but in the end, it will all fail. Look what's happening with AOC right now. It seems the House Ethics Committee is investigating AOC. Now, pursuant to House Rule Number 11, Clause 3B8A, and Committee Rule 17B1A, 17AC1, and 17AJ, the acting chairwoman and acting ranking member of the Committee on Ethics have jointly decided to extend the matter regarding Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, which was transmitted to the committee by the Office of Congressional Ethics on June 23rd, 2022. So they're investigating her, and we don't know exactly what they're looking for, but something's going to turn up, and this is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, as we can see, we know we have the Hunter Biden information coming out, and people now are looking this. We have Durham, who actually showed that the FBI was involved with the Alpha Bank hoax. Clinton was involved with the Alpha Bank hoax, and the FBI was pushing fake information. They knew it was fake information, but they were using it anyway in their investigation. And remember, the DNC, they always said that they were hacked by the Russians. But we know from Bill Binney, he did a calculation showing that no, Russians couldn't have hacked the DNC and then transmitted all the information out to Russia. It just didn't correlate because the transmission was way, way too fast. And remember Seth Rich, he was murdered, 187. And remember, he was in contact with Julian Assange. And this is where it gets very, very interesting. And Hans put this out on Twitter. Elvis Chan refused to answer on the DNC hack investigation because it's allegedly ongoing. That's interesting because Mueller claimed without evidence that it was Russians. The DNC hack remains the holy grail. Blow that up and you blow up the entire Russia narrative. Elvis contradicts himself, saying it's not a pending investigation, but the matter hasn't been adjudicated. What does that really mean? Mueller indicted a bunch of random Russians knowing they would never come to the U.S. FBI is now using that as an excuse to conceal hack evidence. So this is going to be very interesting because once that blows up, and I do believe it is going to blow up just like everything else, it's going to be game over for these people. And we know that this has nothing to do with the Russians whatsoever. Because think about going back from the very, very beginning when they said it was Russia, 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 Trump was colluding with Russia to rig the elections. He was working with Russia. He was Putin's puppet. All of that turned out to be fake, phony, and false. Remember the Alpha Bank hoax where he was transmitting stuff to Russia? Well, Hillary Clinton created that entire thing. She created the entire Steele dossier. The FBI used fake information to get the FISA warrants. They knowing that that was fake, that there was nothing there. So the DNC being hacked by Russia, well, you know that's fake too. And you know that Julian Assange, you know that the Patriots, they have that information. And I do believe that information is going to be coming out very, very soon. Now, what's very interesting is that the Twitter files, it seems that they're being deleted from Wikipedia. And Ian Miles Chong put this out on Twitter. He said the following: Wikipedia is voting on the decision of the entry for Elon Musk's Twitter files because the editors have deemed it a nothing burger. That is not notable because the media didn't get enough coverage. These people work hand in hand with the mainstream media to shape the narrative. Elon responded to this and said, most of Earth, the mainstream media, is biased. Wikipedia, cite mainstream media source to confirm this claim. Wikipedia has a non-trivial left-wing bias. At Jimmy Wales, what are your thoughts? And he's absolutely right. Remember, it's the mafia. It's the criminal syndicate. They control all of this. They've been infiltrating the country for a very, very long time. And they control everything that's going on. The problem now is that they're losing control. Twitter is not in their control. And they're very, very worried. They're very worried because now information is being released. Remember, Elon Musk, he has all the data. He has all the DMs. He has all their private accounts. He has everything. Yes, does he have to look for it? Have they deleted a lot of this? Most likely, but just because something's deleted doesn't mean it's deleted. It means that you're going to have to work a little bit harder to find it. And what's very interesting about all of this is that the information that came out about James Baker, because we know that he was part of the FISA warrants, we know that he was part of the Russia, Russia, Russia scandal, and we know that he was on the Twitter board, very interestingly, to control the information there. And actually, when Elon was trying to release the information, James Baker was there to try to control it and to try to stop it. But he was caught in the act. Jordan Schatchel put this out on Twitter. He said, let's be clear. Jim Baker is still a Fed. He was placed into Twitter by Feds, and he still reports to the Feds. The intelligence community continues its gross violation of speech and property rights. Many don't understand the extent to which the administrative state, deep state, dominates both Republican and Democratic admins. Twitter was co-opted by the state. Dorsey was basically admitted as much. And absolutely true. And it's not just Twitter. It's YouTube. It's Instagram, it's Facebook, it's Google, you name it. But let's go back in time a little bit. Remember James Comey when he was giving praises to Jim Baker? This is May 4, 2018. This is a tweet from him. He says, "A great public servant retired from the FBI today. Jim Baker's integrity and commitment to the rule of law have benefited our country through five presidents of both parties. We are fortunate he and so many others chose to devote their lives to justice." Now remember, these people like giving praises to one another, and they're part of the criminal syndicate. And we know that James Comey, he's dirty. We know that Jim Baker is dirty. We know that Strzok is dirty. We know that Lisa Page is dirty. They're all dirty. They're all part of the system. They're all part of the criminal syndicate. And if he's been there through five presidents, we've got problems. That's infiltration from within. They believe they're the ones that are in control. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. But now they are not. Now they're being exposed to the public, and the people are learning their names. The people are realizing what's really going on, and this is going to get worse and worse for them pretty soon. These individuals and many, many other corrupt politicians, even going as far as the fake news, soon they will not be able to walk down the streets. Now, Jack Dorsey, he decided to respond to Elon Musk about the information that is being released. And he asked a question. He says, "If the goal is transparency to build trust, why not just release everything without filter and let people judge for themselves, including all discussions around current and future actions? Make everything public now." Well, Elon responded to Jack and he said the following: "Most important data was hidden from you too, and some may have been deleted, but everything we find will be released." So he is, and I'm talking about Elon Musk, he is finding the data, he's looking for the information, and I do believe that he's going to be releasing all this. Now, do you think the deep state players, you think they're panicking over this? Because remember, it's not just, oh, their public tweets. This is their private DMs. This is their DMs that where they were talking to each other. And I'm not talking about on their public accounts. I'm talking about their private accounts that they had. Wait until you see that information come out. This is going to bring down the house, along with exposing how they got the FISA warrants. Now, once again, do you think they're just going to just allow this information to come out, or are they going to try to create chaos? I think they're going to try to create chaos. Catherine Herridge put this out, and she says, "New letters, GOP incoming House Oversight Chairman James Corner to senior Twitter execs Gade, Roth, plus Baker to testify at public hearing. These letters matter. Maybe first step toward compelling testimony if individuals do not appear voluntarily." So now they want these people to appear in front of Congress. Once again, what are they going to get out of them? Well, they're not just going to admit to anything. When did you ever see that? But one thing important about Congress, if you can get them to answer certain questions and then come back later with documents to show that they lied to Congress, well, they got them on that. Plus, they have the documentation showing, look what they've been doing. So I think it's a good thing that they appear in front of Congress. If anyone's expecting, you know, them to be dragged away and arrested, that's not how it works. The point of it is to get them on record and then produce the documentation later on and show that they lied to Congress. Interesting, isn't it? Now, the other thing that's very interesting that has to do with Taiwan, it seems that the Biden administration has signed off on a $425 million in arms sale to Taiwan. Now, they're saying that these are a lot of parts for the F-16, C-130 transport planes, other weapon systems, and it seems that they're trying to beef up Taiwan right now for what is going to happen with China. And we'll have to watch this very, very closely and carefully, because I do believe something might be happening. Remember, Trump has been letting us know that something will happen with Taiwan. We don't know the time, we don't know the date, but if Trump said it, normally almost everything that he says comes true. Now, the other thing that's very interesting has to do with the Fauci testimony, what has been coming out about that. People are starting to realize the pandemic wasn't what it seemed to be. And it seems that Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, he has announced an end to COVID-19 related fines and penalties, and he has ordered all prosecution of COVID shutdown fines to be stopped and wants Virginia to develop a reimbursement process for those who paid unjust fines and fees. So now everything is being reversed because why? This was all unconstitutional. And yes, it was the deep state, the dictators who are treasonous to this country. And now when you start to look at it, it really makes sense. They were punishing the people because you must do what we say because we are the dictators and we control you. And if you don't do what we say, we punish you. That's exactly what they did. And yes, they did it under the cover story of this fake pandemic. And when I say fake pandemic, I'm not saying the virus is fake. The virus is real. It's benign. Most healthy people don't even know they have it. They would never even know they have it. When I'm saying, when I say fake, they used this benign virus and they built it up with fake statistical information and a fake test to create the illusion that it was much deadlier than it really was. And they used this to usher in the vaccines and to try to control people and to usher in the vaccine passports and to depopulate and make people sick. And this is why you see people dropping dead all over the place. Look at it. Rod Stewart's 11-year-old daughter had a, they're suspecting this girl had a heart attack. When does a child have a heart attack? When does someone who's in shape, who's running on the field, all of a sudden drop dead from a heart attack? It just doesn't happen. And if you notice, this is all coming from vaccinated people. And I think as time goes on, people are going to see more and more proof and more peer-reviewed documentation showing that, yeah, those conspiracy theorists who didn't get vaccinated, they were right. They were saying, look, you're going to be taking something that has been out for a minute. How do we know that this is safe and effective? Because a drug company told us this? Think about all the drugs later on that showed that caused cancer. I mean, they didn't even want to release their documentation until like 50, 75 years later. They were forced to by a court. That should tell you everything you need to know right there. And I think the people, a lot of them have buyer's remorse right now. A lot of people said, I should have never done this because they didn't have all the information. And I don't think the people are going to be fooled by any of this ever, ever again. Because now the people are learning the truth. And they're learning the truth as it comes out from the deposition of Fauci. Fauci, who was coordinating all this, the expert, the scientist of all sciences, who didn't use any science, by the way. He just went with what China was doing. He can't remember anything during the deposition. Isn't that amazing? He was putting all these policies and everything into place, and he can't remember a damn thing. But emails reveal that Fauci covertly contributed to a COVID article he later quoted. So he contributed to an article, and then he used this article to push that, hey, the COVID virus didn't come from a lab. I mean, really think about this. It's almost like Katie Hobbs, who's the Secretary of State, who's running for governor, certifying her own election, isn't it? Isn't this how the criminal syndicate works? Absolutely. But what else are we seeing? Well, coming out of the British Medical Association Journal, which was just published, it suggests that COVID boosters are likely to cause net clinical harm to young adults, where total severe adverse events will outweigh COVID hospitalizations averted. University booster mandates are completely unethical. And actually, if you listen to the Florida Surgeon General, he came out with a study saying, yes, young people should not be taking this. Young people between the ages of 19 and whatever the age was, 40 or 50 years old, they should not be taking this because you will get myocarditis. And I believe at this point, with all the information that's coming out, nobody should be taking this. Because now with all this evidence coming out showing how this is really, really bad for people, it's giving them illnesses that they've never seen before. They're coming down with heart attacks and everything else. I think we need to put a pause on all of this and maybe take a look at what's really going on. Where is the medical association in all this? Where are the doctors of all doctors? They should be out there saying, yeah, you know something? We're starting to see a lot of this. Maybe we should stop this, because with any other drug, they would have stopped this already. But once again, when you're part of the criminal syndicate, they're not going to do it. The CDC is not going to do it. The FDA is not going to do it. Nobody's going to do it. But look what just happened with the military. Big win for the military right now. Thomas Massie put this out and said, the military COVID vaccine mandate will end. Page 407 and 408 of the NDAA text just released. Next steps and all COVID vax mandates, healthcare workers and foreign visitors, and reinstate all members of military wrongfully terminated due to vax. Absolutely. And remember, they've been using an experimental drug on our military, an experimental drug on we the people, an experimental drug that they tried to hide the side effects from everyone. And they've been giving and getting approved this experimental drug. And they're trying to force people to take an experimental drug when now it's out in the open that it doesn't stop transmission. It doesn't stop you from getting COVID. It actually does nothing except harm you now. And I do believe people are really learning this and they're starting to understand this. And the people now are backing away from it. And this is why they keep trying to push and push and push, because they're starting to realize their agenda is completely falling apart. They didn't get what they wanted. They didn't get the vaccine passport. They didn't get everyone vaccinated. People aren't taking the boosters, and people are shying away from it because they want more information. They want to know what's really going on, and they don't trust. They've lost trust in CDC, FDA, and Big Pharma, and this is going to get worse and worse as time goes on. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them, just like what happened with January 6th. Remember, this was the cover-up for the insurrection that happened on November 3rd. And the entire story is completely falling apart. And wait until the House starts to produce real information, which is documented and shows everything that Pelosi was talking about, everything Cheney was talking about, and Kissinger and the rest. It's completely the opposite. Because already we could see that Cheney lied as soon as Elon released the tweets from Trump, because he brought him back online. Everything that she was saying, which we already knew, was a complete and utter lie. But look what's happening with the January 6th committee and the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. Julie Kelly put this out on Twitter. She said, so not only did the FBI have at least 8 informants embedded in Proud Boys before January 6th, its leaders were working with the D.C. Metro Police to let them know the group's plans that day. DOJ now strong-arming cop threatening to charge him if he testifies for defense. Lamont, an intelligence officer for the police force, was responsible for monitoring groups like the Proud Boys. Tarrio regularly communicated with Lamont before the Proud Boys came to the capital city to discuss the purpose of the trip, the agenda, and the location. How many law enforcement agencies communicated with these groups before January 6th? As I said over and over, D.C. was crawling with undercover cops, including FBI, D.C., Metro, Capitol Police, etc. Either they let it happen or they were involved in planning the events of the day. Tarrio was arrested on January 5th, not for planning an insurrection, but for burning a BLM flag in December of 2020. This is why January 6th committee wants to admit any criticism of law enforcement, including FBI and Capitol Police. There were either totally incompetent boobs or accomplices. Pick which one. They were accomplices. We all know this. And the truth is going to be coming out, and the truth is going to show who was really responsible for all of this. And no, it's not going to be Trump. No, it's not going to be the MAGA supporters. We're going to start to learn that, oh, wait, the Capitol Police were in on this. The FBI was in on this. The Antifa was there. BLM was all in this. Nancy was directing all of this with other people. This is what we're going to start to learn. And the people are going to see this information too. This is why the deep state players, they're panicking like we've never seen before. Because they know eventually this information is going to be coming out. What happens if Elon finds DMs showing how they coordinated January 6th, how they were communicating with each other? Remember, we were told that the deep state uses certain social media platforms, certain gaming systems to communicate. Now, if they control the social media platforms and they're protected, by those who are working in the social media platforms, they never had anything to worry about. They can communicate outside of DC, outside of their regular email, outside of their phone system, couldn't they? But now the protection is removed. Now everyone will be able to see this information. Are they panicking? Yes. Yes, they are. But look what's happening out in Peru. And what's very interesting about all this, we're seeing that out in Berlin, the court ruled that the elections had to be redone. We're seeing out in Myanmar, the military just stepped in without the support of the people. We see out in Brazil, the people, they know that Lula is a criminal. They know the elections were fixed. They were rigged. And they want the military to step in. Now, out in Peru, the president there, Pedro Castillo, he announced the dissolution of Congress and called for legislative elections to draft a new constitution hours before an impeachment debate. So he tried to beat them to it. And what happened? Well, instead of dissolving the Congress and creating a new constitution, he was removed. So the president of Peru, Pedro Castillo, is removed from office by Congress shortly after announcing the dissolution of parliament and an exception government. So this individual was removed, and now he's seeking asylum, I believe, in Mexico at this point. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Lee Zeldin, he decided that he's not going to be running for the RNC chair, and he is not running right now, and he decided not to do it. Now, we do have other people who threw their hats into this. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest prepared company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top five most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. We have Harmeet Dhillon, she is running for the RNC chair. We have Mike Lindell and others who are running now. And we'll have to see how this plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that we've come to find out, and this has to do with Arizona, because we know the elections were rigged. We know that Katie Hobbs, she was communicating with social media platforms to censor certain people while the elections were going on. We also come to find out that Stephen Richer, of all people, he was helping to protect us from misinformation and disinformation. Now, Storm Has Arrived 17 on True Social put this out and said, Christina Bob and Team Trump found a document that shows Stephen Richer, Maricopa County Recorder, was coordinating with CISA, federal government, to manipulate the outcome of the election in Arizona. And this is what Christina Bob says. Well, look at what we found. Turns out that CISA Gov has been collaborating with Maricopa County, Stephen Richer, to censor election information and keeping it from the public. Notice it's marked FOUO. Richer also started a super PAC to take down election deniers. We know that CISA Gov worked with big tech to alter the narrative around elections. This proves they were doing it with the intent to keep their activities hidden from the public. Stephen Richer cooperated with the federal agency cooperating with big tech to manipulate elections. Maricopa County's elections is already highly suspect. Now we have documented proof that the man partially responsible for the records was actively working with the federal agency CISA Gov, part of DHS Gov, to manipulate the outcome of the election he ran without disclosing it. Do you think the information is now building? Because now we have Katie Hobbs, now we have Stephen Richer, and it looks like instead of looking at the ballots and looking at all that, they just went ahead and they manipulated the election by censoring people. I think the case is building right now, and we're going to have to see how this plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we know this came from FBI Elvis Chan, we know that the FBI, they were involved in manipulating the election. So let's see. We have the FBI, we have CISA, we have DHS working with government officials to manipulate the election. Are we starting to see a pattern here? Absolutely. And I do believe that the deep state players, they are panicking over all this. And I do believe this is why they're trying to push through the JCPA. Now, remember, the JCPA is going to give the fake news a lot of power, because what are the deep state learning right now? They're learning that they're losing power from the social media platforms. And Senator Steve Daines said that the JCPA, and by the way, this stands for Journalism, Competition and Preservation Act, which means it's completely the opposite. It means, yeah, let's keep the propaganda going. But this is what he said. The JCPA is a financial handout for the nation's wealthiest and most powerful media conglomerates. The bill will allow the creation of a joint negotiating entity, also known as a cartel, to force arbitration agreements on big tech companies, forcing them to give the media industry financial and other favors. Large media conglomerates and their hedge fund owners set to be the biggest winners of the JCPA, with provisions in the bill that allow companies that own multiple news outlets to sign up all their publications to join any new cartel, allowing the biggest conglomerates to dominate proceedings. The bill also allows the cartel to write its own rules to exclude potential new members, a recipe for sidelining conservative and alternative media. Protections in the bill against viewpoint discrimination fall flat, as the exclusion and censorship of conservatives in recent years has always been justified using viewpoint neutral pretexts like disinformation and extremism. So look what they're trying to do here. They're trying to get complete and utter control. Plus, if you really look at this and you look at certain parts of it, what else does it do? Well, the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act is potentially a TikTok bailout bill, and it puts multiple new restrictions on U.S. platforms, but leaves the China-owned app free to steal American user data. Isn't that interesting? The way it is written, it contains a loophole that gives TikTok a license to push propaganda against U.S. interests. Didn't Trump ban TikTok when he was in the White House? He did. Who reversed it? Oh, right, that was Biden. Remember, because he works with foreign governments. He doesn't work for the United States. He works with foreign governments and other entities. He works against the United States. He works against the Constitution. Don Jr. put this out on Twitter. He said, "Why are some Republicans working with Dems to destroy alternative media? This law gives big tech and the corporate media more censorship power. Strip out of the NDAA." And absolutely, this needs to be removed. And you can see why they're trying to do this. They're trying to do this because they realize that they're losing control. And they're trying to regain the control, regain the narrative, and keep the narrative. Because moving forward, they know information is going to be coming out hard and fast, and they can't allow this. Now, think about what's happening right now in this country. The resident has been put into place. Trump wanted to bring everyone to the precipice. The information about treason, about criminal activity, is coming out from all different areas. Elon Musk is bringing out information. Durham is bringing out information. We have the Hunter Biden laptop from Marco Polo. They're bringing out information. We're seeing child trafficking, pedophilia from Balenciaga. We're seeing it from Epstein. All this is happening at the same time. Then we're seeing other countries where they're having election problems, and we're seeing all different methods that are being used in all different countries. And we see here that these same people that were running our elections, they were manipulating the elections by censoring people and working with big tech. So we're starting to see all of this. And Trump, he's letting us know that our country is in big trouble. What a mess. And he's absolutely right. The country is in big trouble. And remember, I do believe all this was done to bring people to the precipice, to get people to say enough is enough. And once people start to say enough is enough, the deep state then at that point loses all leverage on the people. Now, I do believe the deep state knows this. The deep state realizes where all of this is headed. And we can see certain things now are taking place around the world and in this country. Let's look out at the UK. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is calling for new police powers to stop illegal protests. Now, what's an illegal protest? People aren't allowed to peacefully protest? Well, they're going to decide, just like they decide what hate speech is, what's allowed speech and what's not allowed speech. They're going to decide, well, that's an illegal protest because we don't like it. Oh, that protest we like because you're going up against other people that we don't like. That's what they're going to do out in the UK. Now, are other countries going to do this? I do believe so. Now, let's look at what's happening out in Germany. German authorities said they had dismantled a domestic far-right terrorist cell inspired by a QAnon to overthrow the government. Now, do you really think it was QAnon? Remember, there is no QAnon. It's just Q and Anons. But the fake news likes to call it QAnon. Do you think it's really QAnon that's going to be trying to overthrow the government out in Germany? Or are they building a narrative? Look what Newsweek put out, and you can start to see how the narrative is being built. The headline, and this is the headline from Newsweek, FBI ramps up spending to fight MAGA terrorism. MAGA terrorism? When did anyone even see any type of MAGA terrorism? Where's the actual proof in all of this? Because I only see Antifa. I only see BLM. I see neo-Nazis. I see the FBI. Well, remember, they're part of the same criminal syndicate. So, yes, anything that goes against the criminal syndicate, those people are the terrorists. For example, the deep state players, when they overthrow a government like Ukraine, they overthrow a government like Libya or Iraq or Lebanon, when they place a puppet government into position, any person that's against that puppet government, they are deemed terrorists. Out in those areas, they call them Al-Qaeda. In this country, they're looking at us because they overthrew the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president. They put in a puppet government. And anyone that is against the puppet government, against the criminal syndicate, they are deemed a domestic terrorist. That's how they work. Now, if we know the playbook, do you think Trump and the Patriots know the playbook? Absolutely. So in this article, it says the following. The FBI is conducting three times as many domestic terrorism investigations than it was 5 years ago, with 70% of its open cases focused on civil unrest and anti-government activity, according to the FBI documents and government specialists. The Bureau has also quietly changed the general classifications of white supremacy, anti-Semitism, abortion, and anti-LGBTQI and related extremism to hate crimes rather than terrorism. Since terrorism remains the top national security priority, this has lowered the visibility and resources dedicated to those issues. So now they're going to be focusing on the MAGA terrorism. Really think about this. So they explain the difference between the violent acts. So the FBI considers all violent acts and threats of violence with a political motive to be terrorism. But not all acts of extremism are considered terrorism. If an act is focused on the government, it's terrorism. But if an extremism is focused on private individuals or institutions, it's considered just a crime or classified as a hate crime. So you mean looting and burning down cities, that is just a hate crime. That's what they're saying. So they're already separating this and they're doing it on purpose. This is very interesting. And you can see that they're trying to build the narrative. And you can see that they're trying to push that MAGA is going to be a threat. Now, really think about what Trump said in his truth about the Constitution. Now, he said he's not saying that he's going to suspend the Constitution. He never said anything like that. He said there was election fraud. It was rigged. And if you really read into it, by doing this, you overthrew the United States government. And when something like this happens, you need something extreme to take care of it. And within the Constitution, it allows for certain things to happen. Now, is Trump going to do anything? I don't believe so. But I think he set them up because if you look, the fake news, the corrupt politicians, and even people on Twitter, and let me just read a couple of them because below Trump's truth, which was reposted by Representative Paul Gosar, this is the response to what Trump put out there. It says, if you support terminating the Constitution, you took an oath to defend, you should be expelled from Congress. Do you plan in January to again take an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear truth, faith, and allegiance to the same? And it goes on and on and on, saying that you must uphold the Constitution. Now, go back in time during the pandemic when Trump said we have a vaccine. Back then, every single corrupt politician and the bots and everything else, they were completely against the vaccine when Trump was saying that we have a vaccine. The people said we will never, ever take it. When Biden came into office and started to mandate everything, all those same people, all of a sudden, those who were saying they were never going to take it, they were telling everyone you must take it. So Trump played them back then, and everyone saw this. Now Trump is playing them once again. Now, this is going to be very interesting because I don't believe it's going to be Trump that is going to be acting like a dictator, because he never does. He's for the rule of law. We're going to see the Biden administration and those corrupt politicians acting like dictators once again. And I do believe he set them up. But what's very interesting is Real Boone Cutler kind of sums all this up on True Social. And this is what it says. Imagine a war in which the majority of one side didn't know they were at war, ridiculed those that did, and were blindly obedient to their enemy. That pretty much sums up the entire thing that we're going through right now. And I do believe Trump, he set the trap. I do believe these people now are walking down the path, and he doesn't say things just to say it, because you could see the narrative is being built and it's being pushed out there, not just in this country, but around the globe. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more of these articles because they need to build the narrative. They're getting prepared and ready for chaos. Because why? Because this is an information war. We're fighting the war with information. We just received a weapon. Now, the digital soldiers are not on this platform. There are some, but all those that were censored, they're not on the platform. They know when Elon decides to bring all these people back, the soldiers are going to attack with information. Information likes of which we have never seen before. And the information is going to be hitting hard and fast. Why do you think the fake news wants the JCPOA? Why do you think the corrupt politicians, the deep state players want this? Because they're trying to set up a cartel. They're trying to stop the information. They want control. But the digital soldiers, they're not just on one platform. They're on many platforms, and they're on platforms that aren't controlled, which means the deep state players, they're going to take extreme measures to shut down this information. And as Elon continually drips the information out, he's inflicting pain on the deep state every step of the way. And if you notice, the White House press secretary, she can't answer these questions because how do you answer it? The fake news, they're trying to spin or they're just ignoring it. But as the information continually drips out, the deep state players, they're going to feel pain with every hit. And as the drips become more intense and they come closer to a flood, they're going to really feel it. And this is when they're going to react. Add in on top of that, the investigations from the House. Add on top of that, Durham. Well, that seems to me like a storm is approaching. And the storm is going to hit. And the deep state is going to react in this storm. And I do believe this is why they're building up this narrative. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they've trapped them in their own agenda. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones. ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top 5 most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com.